Hello, Anita. How are you?
I am wonderful, Jerry. How are you doing today?
I am blessed and highly favored. Very and I am good. So excited that you're going to be with us at our Lamplighter Awards show. Thank you for being a part of it.
Thank you. I'm so excited about it. I bet I can win you in the excitement department because I'm just really, really looking forward to it. Thanks for allowing me to participate.
Oh, our pleasure. You know, President Barack Obama, from where you are, Chicago, yes. Known as a community organizer. How important is community to you?
I think it's extremely important. You know, the old saying does say, talk about a village to raise a child. But I think that philosophy can kind of apply just to life in general. You know, we cannot do anything on our own. I think that when you come together with other people with like minds, you can get greater results than trying to just do things on your own. And even, you know, assisting people that may not have the privileges that some other groups of people have. I just really think that there's power in unity. So I think that is the heart of community when you really come together to accomplish goals that will be for the common good. So I think it's extremely important.
You know, some folks listening, Anita, we're talking to national recording artist Anita Wilson, may not know your background. You sang with Donald Lawrence or sing with Donald Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers. What is it like working with Donald? Because I know he is a perfectionist and he does such a great, great job producing music.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's an amazing mentor. I actually sing with Donald Lawrence and Company. I was a fan of Tri-City. Even before, years before I knew Donald, I loved what he did with Tri-City and the sound and the uniqueness of their ministry. So to have that opportunity to work with him for a little over 8 years now is amazing. You know, Donald is such a down-to-earth guy, and he's just full of wisdom and knowledge. So a business conversation with him, or even if it's casual over a dinner table or something like that, I'm just always a sponge and taking in everything that he says because he's selfless with his knowledge and his wisdom and his platform. So I'm always kind of taking mental notes when I speak with him. It's been a wonderful journey just to be connected to him and have access to him as I've embarked on this solo journey. So he's always accessible and very helpful in every area. So he's a blessed man, and I'm humbled to be connected to him.
What about your career? Did you expect this success doing your solo project? Everybody talks about you and how beautiful your voice is and how warm and pleasant you are and what a great personality. What about your music career?
Wow. You know, I really appreciate that. And to answer your question, it's a big fat no. No, I did not expect it to go to the point that it's at now. So I say it all the time. I'm just wearing these words out lately, but I'm continually humbled and grateful. Just to have the opportunity to have the platform to share this music. You know, it's a very saturated industry. So, you know, there's somebody somewhere recording right now. People record all the time. So, you know, for God to be fit to connect me with EMI Gospel and for them to release this project and for people to hear it and actually like it and want to support it and purchase it and tell other people about it is overwhelming, Jerry. And I'm just really grateful that the music is not only like ear candy and it's cute to listen to, but it blesses me. I'm on the social networks all the time. It blesses me when people tweet me or send me a message on Facebook and tell me that it's blessing their lives. You know, their Monday, their Tuesday, their Saturday night, Thursday afternoon, it's helping them through certain situations. So that's humbling. And there, you know, what more can I ask for? So I'm just enjoying this journey and thanking God and giving him glory every step of the way.
I follow you on Twitter and I see a lot of tweets and retweets and people love you. And I certainly understand because you have a great personality. You're welcome. It's an important election year. What message would you give to someone who is on the fence, not, you know, for who to vote for, but exercising their right to vote? There are a lot of people who are really frustrated with both parties, both Democrats and Republicans, and are thinking about not voting. What would you say to them?
Well, I think that, you know, so many people, and we hear it, and I think we take it lightly because we didn't experience it, or someone we directly didn't experience it. But people literally died so that we could have the right to let our voice be heard and vote. So, you know, we need to first honor our ancestors for even having this privilege. And I think we need to make the most of it. I think we need to show that appreciation and to stand up and let our voice be heard. You know, we can't really complain about anything if we're not willing to take the time to pitch in and give our 2 cents. And our 2 cents, it may seem like this huge world and your vote doesn't matter, but that your voice does matter. So I think on that day, we need to stop what we're doing and make time to do it, even if you're, you know, I don't know about the early voting deadlines, but if you hear about that, it's very important. There's so many issues going on in our immediate community, as well as all the way to the White House. And, you know, I think that it's important for all of us to pitch in and let our voice be heard. So, you know, we won't just talk about it, but we'll be about change and trying to make some kind of impact on our world. And our voice really will be heard. Every vote does count. So I encourage everybody to do that.
Again, we're talking to national recording artist Anita Wilson, who will be with us Saturday, November 3rd at our annual Lamplighter Awards show. Thank you, Anita, for giving us some of your time. We look forward to just fellowshipping with you on Saturday, the 3rd. We love you. You're a part of
Thank
our radio
you.
Station, and I hope you feel like family with Radio 1 and the Light 103.9.
I do, Jerry. Thank you, and thank all of you guys for the support and sharing my music with the listeners. I don't take that lightly at all. I love and appreciate you guys, and I look forward to seeing you in person next weekend.
All righty. Before you go, how can our listeners get in contact with you?
Well, I am on Facebook and Twitter. There's a page that you can like on Facebook. It's under the name Anita Wilson, and you'll receive all of my updates. And on Twitter, I'm at Miss Anita Wilson, MS, Miss Anita Wilson. And y'all hit me up. I'm on Instagram. I'm on all of them, Jesus, help us, Lord. But you guys hit me up. I love to, you know, reply to you and keep in touch with you. Let you know when I'm coming to the area and just make sure everybody's cool. So feel free to hit me up on either of those social networks, and we will keep in touch.